Wisconsin's Renewable Portfolio Standard, known as its RPS, requires that 10% of the energy generated in the state come from renewable sources by 2015. The law was written to encourage energy generation from sources like wind, solar, and biomass. But the bill the governor signed would expand that list to include power generated by incinerating waste and light generated from what are known as solar light pipes. Backers say the change will create jobs, specifically at Manitowoc-based Orion Energy Systems. Still, Doyle said he had to weigh the issue carefully.
Because on the one hand, a business like Orion is exactly the kind of business we want to grow and expand and do well in Wisconsin. But on the other hand, I think there's no doubt that there is a very negligible diminution of our current 10% RPS.
Doyle's move disappointed environmental groups. Jennifer Giedrich with the League of Conservation Voters said people wouldn't want incinerators that burn waste in their communities, so she called it appalling that they would now count as clean energy.
Ultimately, we're going to get less good renewable energy online. We've basically watered down the meaning of what it means to have clean energy if you get credit for burning waste. And I think it was a huge missed opportunity for the state of Wisconsin. We moved backwards this session, not forward.
The move comes in the same session that legislators balked at a global warming bill that would have required Wisconsin to generate 25% of its energy from renewable sources by 2025. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.